And we're back on a Friday, fresh and tasty, and with sound that goes
vrah, vrah.
Vrah, vrah.
Yes, it's not just any Friday. It's the last Friday of October, but it's also International Artist Day, if you didn't know.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It was founded in 2004 by Chris McClure, who is a Canadian artist. He's known for his vibrant romantic realism type art.
This is something we picked up last week, because I can't remember what day it was. Again, it was like International
Leggings Day.
Leggings Day. And where did that come from? Oh, a legging company decided to create international. There you go. So of course it was an artist. That makes sense.
So I really do believe we should be celebrating artists, and we have a vrah artist in studio today. She's an incredibly special guest, a creative female artist who has been painting her way into the hearts of many, both here in KZN and beyond. She's born and raised right here in South Africa, and she's a true creative powerhouse. Can we welcome onto the mic and onto Life and Style Radio, Minette Schmidt.
Minette, welcome on a Friday.
Welcome.
How's your Friday going?
Okay, fine.
it'll be a lot more mellow after the radio interviews afterwards.
Yes. So tell us, Minette, who are you and what do you do?
Okay, so do you want to hear the beefy story, like the whole story, or just the KZN story?
Give us the tea.
Okay, so I think to start it off with, I grew very much, but I started very small. Mm-hmm. So only painting for myself.
Yes.
And never really thought it was going to become something more, because I was told being an artist is a ridiculous dream.
Right.
But was this something that you were, from a kid, you were
always creating,
you were always an arty person?
Beauty.
Yeah, so always been into art. It was always my way of expression. So, I started small, painting for myself. And then people started asking me for commissions, which I done, and for free.
At what age?
I think around 18.
Wow.
Just for friends and family.
Friends and family.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then the one day I actually watched a, I think it's like a motivational speaker. I don't know who he was. Anyway, he said that.
Doesn't matter who he was. He was a spy.
He said something. I remembered it. He said that if you're good at something and if you have a talent for something, don't do it for free unless it's your mom. So I was like, so my mom gets everything for free, by the way.
She's and very lucky.
So that from there, I started charging for my work, even if it was just a couple of hundred. But it grew into a couple of thousand.
Yes.
And in 2018, I started working only on commission, so I could quit my job. And that was like my main source of income.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so for a few years, I did only commission work. And that was my life.
I love that. And I think you are so right in speaking about, do I charge? Do I not charge? Mm. Because art, painting, it's quite subjective. So what could be art to me might not be art to someone else. But as an artist, you know your value, how much work you've put into your craft, mastering the work that you're doing and creating beautiful art.
Yeah.
Can you describe to us now, what does your art look like and where you draw inspiration from?
How would you describe your genre, your style?
My genre. I think it did change quite a bit over the years. In the beginning of my art journey, I was quite a emotional, dramatic teenager.
Okay.
Even like into my 20s, it was all about the drama and what can I paint that was a shock factor. So what can I paint that is my mom is going to be like, oh my goodness, what is happening to this child? So that was what I drew from, is my emotions.
Yes.
You know, the emotions. So my art was very, I don't want to say dark, but darker than now.
Heavy.
It was heavy art. And then, I think I got happier. My life got happier. So I started painting a lot about the females, you know, just the female. I love the female face and the female collarbone and hands. And so that to me is a form of like this piece over here, your neck and your collarbone.
Your collarbone, yes.
You know, it's a very vulnerable open place. Yes. So to me, that was like showing the vulnerability of myself as an artist, as a woman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So yeah, that was something I painted for a while.
Yes, yeah. Beautiful. So I'm on your website at the moment, right? Manetart.co.za.
Yeah, Manetart.co.za.
And you are absolutely right. I love the femininity of your work. You've got the jawline that love is so beautiful. The collarbone, the neck. And the colors are quite vibrant.
No, I love color.
Yes. And you also are a fan of floral, some flowers in there. Does it depend on your mood when you paint a piece? Or does it depend on what the client specifically asks for?
Two answers. So if I do commission work, I paint what the client wants, regardless if I like it or not.
Mm.
Like if she said she wants a sunset, I don't like sunsets, but I mean, it's a commission job, so you paint the sunset. if she wants a sunflower, you do the sunflower. But if it's up to me, I draw inspiration from, I think, from a lot of places.
Yeah.
Like I would see a nice living room with a few colors and be like, oh, this is going to look nice. Or I get some inspiration on Pinterest and I create something from that. So not necessarily like there's not specifically something that inspires me. I think there's a lot of things that inspires you in that specific moment.
But now something that is quite special in terms of your artistic offering, when you have your commissioned side of your artistic business offering, but a lot of locals who maybe don't even consider themselves artists have probably come across you as the hostess of regular ongoing sip and paint events around Blita. Am I right?
Yes, yeah.
That's so cool. And how did that come about? And how much fun is it to sort of introduce people in a safe space to art and creativity?
We moved here in 2022, and while I was still packing my house in Pretoria, I decided, well, I need to do something in Balito because we realized it's very expensive to live here. My husband said, well, why don't you do some paint classes? And I was very like, oh no, I can't do that, I can't speak in front of people. But I started advertising on that side to this side, and I contacted a restaurant, which at that time was Mike's Kitchen and Salt Rock. And that was my first like venue.
Nice.
And we landed here on the 1st of May, and my first event was on the 11th of May. And I'll never forget it. It was 23 people, and it was the most terrifying thing I've ever done in my life.
But now that's just like nothing to you, because you
Now it's grown into such a big thing. Like I've never would have thought that would be something I can do comfortably speak in front of like hundreds of people doing big classes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through? Because firstly, I love trying new things. I'm not an artist. I'm not a painter at all. But I love trying new things. And I also love, you know, to chill with my girlies, my friends, with a glass of wine. So if I do come to Manette's Sip and Paint class, what are some things that I can expect? Are you teaching me how to paint?
So it's not really a teaching class. So basically each person gets a pre-drawn canvas of the artwork we're going to be doing. I mostly do very colorful art, animals, because it's open to a lot of error. So
of course,
there's a lot of color, you can make a lot of error without really seeing it.
There's no mistakes in art, just unexpected outcomes.
I love that. That's beautiful.
So, you get a pre-drawing on your canvas, and then it's a step-by-step guided 2-hour class.
Nice.
So, if you're fast enough.
Fast learner.
I'll take you through it step-by-step. And, at the end of the class, you walk home with a painting that you might not hang.
It's all about the experience.
Yes.
And I'm sure connecting with like-minded people who want to try something new and have fun too.
Yes, yeah, definitely. I see so many people coming in there celebrating birthdays and bachelorettes and anniversaries. So that to me is definitely like a thing, you know, knowing my events bring people together to celebrate something special for them. For me, it's, you know, it's the job and I'm doing the class, but to that couple or group, it's the experience of spending that with each other.
And then they've got that piece of art at the end that they can look at forevermore.
Something to remember, yeah.
Love
so
that.
Cool.
And
if
it's okay.
Even if it's not okay, you know, it's a great something to take home, just to remind you how maybe you put yourself yourself out there. You made new friends, new connections. So, Minette, if I want to actually view your art in person, where can I go to view your commissioned work?
So I don't have a studio. My life has just been so chaotic with the classes and the painting and the twins and managing businesses and life. Yes. It's been hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not something that I have actually put a lot of thought into.
Okay.
But online, you've got your website.
My website, and then my Facebook pages. Can you give Instagram.
Us, yes, give us those details, please.
So Facebook is Minette's Art, double N. I know a lot of people say one N, but double N, double T, Minette's Art. Mm-hmm. And then Facebook is Art Minette. Awesome. Instagram. Yeah,
and Instagram.
And it's for booking you for a special event for a sip and paint. All the contact details all up on there.
Yeah, so all the event details, all the events are scheduled on my Facebook page. You can get all of that. It's you can book it via Quicket. You get the link, pay your ticket, show up, do the class, have fun.
Beautiful. So cool.
So just so the listeners know, it's MINNETTE.
Yeah.
Minette, can you give us just a few words of encouragement? If there's a listener out there who is creative, but maybe they are scared to put themselves out there, or they are just not sure what to do with their talent, what would you like to say to that person today?
Sure. I think it would probably be, now this is might be cliche, but to embrace the journey, even in the times that it really sucks. Because, I mean, no one wants to embrace the sucky times. Like, that's no one wants to do that. But my dad used to say, like, how do you eat an elephant?
Mm.
And he would say, I would hate that, because I didn't want to hear that answer.
Yes.
And it would say little by little. So
yes.
Even, even if you're moving a little bit backwards, you are still moving. Like, the moment you stop, your creating stops, like your experience that you build stops, everything, the progress stops. So
that's true.
Keep moving, even if you're moving backwards at times. Just keep pushing, and if you're going to look back in 2 or 3 years from now, you'll see that you've actually made a lot of progress. Maybe not in a week or a month, but 2 or 3 years.
Little by little.
Yes, a little bit by little bit. Yeah.
Perfect. Leading us into our next track. It's called Keep Moving.
Jungle.
And Minette, thanks for giving us a little look into your world of art and creativity.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you, and more power to you. Good luck with all of the events on the horizon for this year.
I will be booking soon, for
please
sure.
Please do.